Rising inequality in this country has prompted the Labor Party to conduct a sweeping review of the key economic and social challenges facing our country to help shape debate within the opposition and their policies into the future. Now Labor has released a major report which flags an increase in the New Start allowance, more help for long-term unemployed, a focus on early childhood education, and an expanded paid parental leave scheme. 2 years in the making, the Growing Together report was authored by Labor frontbencher Jenny Macklin, who joins us in our Parliament House studios. Jenny Macklin, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Nearly 25 years of uninterrupted economic growth in this country, yet yes. We have 2.5 million Australians living in poverty. Inequality is at a 75-year high, according to your report. How do we make sense of this?
Well, those figures are the basis of this very significant piece of research that we've done over the last couple of years. And I think it is a wake up to all of us. When we've had such an extraordinary period of growth, when many people have benefited from that growth, we also need to look at how fairly that's shared. And looking at the details behind these figures shows us just how many people are both unemployed, but we also have around 1 million people underemployed, even more people in insecure work. And I think one of the great fears Australians have right now is that the next generation may not be as well off as our generation. I think that's a very big fear for families, and it really is incumbent on governments, and I think oppositions, to take the time to think about what the policy responses should be to these very significant changes.
One recommendation you make, or you talk about anyway in this paper, is a model that would put social policy at the centre of our economic debate. What would that look like? What are you talking about? How do you have a special focus on social policy or elevate that?
As you know, in Australia, we have an organisation called Infrastructure Australia that really tries to take the politics out of big decisions to be made about where infrastructure investment should take place. We'd like to see a similar organisation established that really looks at the research, looks at the evidence of good social investment, and gives advice to government about where investment would best be placed. So we've in the past, of course, done very big reviews that have led to the recommendations to fund our schools properly, for example. But we think it would be good to have a standing group on social investment that really gives governments independent advice based on evidence about where it is the best place to put scarce taxpayers' dollars.
Because you know yourself, we're in government. As a minister, you can slap up against the hard edge of budget priorities. For instance, when you were a minister, Labor changed the rules for single parents being forced off the higher paid parenting payment onto Newstart, losing $60 a week in the process. You've since said that that was wrong. Yes. But it just reminds us that social policy often loses out to economic policy by definition, doesn't it?
Well, I think too, one of the things that I've learnt is that if you get very good work done, as I did by the Productivity Commission, to really help guide the implementation and the design of both the paid parental leave scheme that we put in place and the National Disability Insurance Scheme, if you get that good technical advice, then it really stands your future policies in good stead. And that was really one of the main reasons for doing this big piece of work in opposition, to do a lot of that thinking now so that we're better placed when we hopefully will be in government after the election.
After you've done that thinking, I mean, this is not, as I understand it, this is not going to drive change to Labor's election policies right now, is it? This is a broader thing. But after doing that thinking, what is the priority? You talk about increasing the New Start allowance for the lowest paid amongst us, those on unemployment. Is that a policy that Labor is going to take to this election?
The number one priority, which I've really emphasised in this report, is to put jobs first. What the evidence shows overwhelmingly is that people in Australia in poverty, who are living in poverty, are living in poverty because they are either unemployed or can't get enough work. We really need to address what is a very serious problem in many parts of Australia, high and increasing unemployment for particular groups such as young people, where we have in some parts of Australia more than 20% of young people unemployed. It's of course a tragedy for those individual young people, but it is a total waste of talent for our country. So for me, you ask me the priority, I will be arguing both before the election and after the election in every forum I can that we need to be putting jobs first. All the evidence around the world is that if you invest in getting people into work, if you invest in education, we've already got costed policies out there on schools and higher education, if you address inequality in that way, it will in fact lead to higher economic growth, and that's really what we're about.
Your report also talks about the importance of paid parental leave scheme being improved so parents can spend as much time as possible with their babies, and then you say when those babies turn three, you want them enrolled in preschool. Is this going to feed in directly into Labor's policy going to the next election, an extension of the paid parental leave scheme, which is Labor's scheme at the moment, 18 weeks pay at the minimum wage? Is that inadequate, and would Labor go to the election promising to extend that?
Well, of course, the paid parental leave scheme has made a huge difference to hundreds of thousands of families, mostly mums, but we've also got the dad and partner pay. And if you look at the evaluation that's been done of both the paid parental leave scheme and dad and partner pay, it shows that it's achieving what we set out for it to achieve, which is that parents, mums and dads can spend more time with their newborn babies. If we can, budget permitting, find the room at some time in the future to expand access to that leave, I think that'd be terrific. But of course, all these things do have to be paid for. I understand that. I understand the competing priorities. You ask about early childhood development. We have proposals from the government to change the way childcare is funded at the moment. What they don't do is really think about the benefit of early childhood education. And so for Kate Ellis and me, that's the priority. Let's think about how we make sure we do everything we possibly can to get the best early childhood education as part of these childcare changes.
All right, Jenny Macklin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Jenny Macklin is the Shadow Minister for Families and Payments and for Disability Reform. And this is a blueprint Labor's been working on. I think, as we heard there, it's not going to directly necessarily feed into a whole lot of new policy, but not a bad idea to try and put social policy at the centre of our economic considerations, some kind of standing body. Not a bad idea. It's 14 to 8 on Breakfast.